DJ Alex Trebek.
And I am DJ Time Cop, and this is
Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, we'll be filling in this week. Mr. Ruffalo is actually currently awaiting leg extension surgery. Yeah, he's getting his legs slightly broken. And then letting bones regrow.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that happen in a movie. Yeah, in Gattaca. Great movie.
At a very small 5 foot two, Mr. Ruffalo feels it's very important for him to, get into the, a little bit taller, maybe get in the A-list.
They said he couldn't come back and work. What was the superhero he played?
The Hulk.
They said he couldn't be the Hulk unless he got a little bit taller. And they were like, yeah. I'm sorry.
Why can't you do that with CGI?
I'm going to fire you because you're a little bit too short.
That's not that okay.
Problem solved. I read a book today about how new surgeries are being developed to augment our bodies that only end up making us sick.
Whoa. So a very heavy start to the evening.
Yeah, very heavy start to the evening. That last song was Mazzy Star, Fade Into You. Personally, you know, I asked Noah this already, but I'm asking this to our viewers. You know the song that goes, oh, breathe, just breathe. Who sang that song?
Call in if you know.
Call in. 617-627-3804.
No, 00.
617-627-3800. That's 617-267-TALK.
I didn't actually realize that. There's no way that that's talk.
So, our plan for the show tonight is to appreciate the WMFO vinyl selection.
The deep
something
cuts.
That we've always admired, never delved into.
Yeah, a lot of records we just kind of pulled out and we're like, oh, that's really cool looking.
Listened to them. Not a lot of music that you're used to hearing on, our show. No Thundercat.
Yeah, no
Kendrick.
Fiddler.
No Quarterbacks,
Yeah, none of that jazz.
None of that shit.
But possibly some jazz.
Yeah, actually, one of mine is... Okay, so me and Noah each picked three records from the stacks among, thousands, and I hope we marked our spot.
From
hell or high water.
Yeah.
So I guess we should pick one. You can do the honors, Noah. Pick a card. For the viewers at home, I'm holding out the records like a card.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of cards.
Okay.
I'm taking this middle one.
Yep. Okay. So this is one of mine.
Okay.
It's by Hugh Davies. It's an experimental record called Shozyg, S-H-O-Z-Y-G. That's S-H-O-Z-Y-G. Okay, it's called Music for Invented Instruments. And then under that it says SAJ-36.
I'm very excited for
this. I guess I'm going to play the first song off side two, because it has a little note written next to it. The song is called Shozyg, spelled like before. Shozyg sequence N, and then a degree sign, and then a 1, and then an asterisk, and then 21, apostrophe, 00, apostrophe, apostrophe. That's what the song's called. And a little note is written beside it that says, I can't really read it, but it says, Fry the Glen Franca, quote, bad smeller. So that's what you can expect from this song. I'm going to load it up to the turntable right now. Give me a sec. Thank you.
That was Showzig sequence number one off of Showzig
by
Hugh Davies.
Hugh Davies. I love that song. Always listen to it in the car, in the shower.
That's a shower song for
shower
me.
Shower song for sure. It's on most of my playlists. And
a certain danceability.
I started it on Spotify back when that was a feature.
Oh, you can go to see how, like what kind of jump you had on an artist. It's like when you save the song, probably way up there.
Huge. Yeah. I saved this guy way before he was popular.
So, next song.
Yeah. It's one of your records. Do you want to tell us about it?
Oh, would I? Well, we were perusing the record collection, and I noticed that there was a Ghostbusters 2 theme song record. And when I pulled it out, I saw a picture of Dougie Fresh on the,
Who's Dougie Fresh?
You know, from the very famous, he's on the Let Me Clear My Throat remix with, Biz Markie.
Right. Oh, such a good song.
Yeah. Not a great, indicator of, his entire career.
Sure. Recognizable, yeah.
But definitely a recognizable, performance. So it's Dougie Fresh and the Get Fresh crew doing a doing the song Spirit from Ghostbusters 2.
So you want side one, first song?
Oh yeah.
Alright, here we go.
Brand new, come on. a misconception. Certain things done for the wrong intentions for people who are sequel to us, but for them to look down on us is a must. Situation, brainwash, education. Here's a Cecil, let's plan a foundation of newborn leaders, law book readers, career coordinators, and poverty feeders. Those that know me hear it and fear it. Know it's the truth, so they're scared to come near it. And you cheer it as I share it, cause it's my spirit. Some people hear it, some people fear it. Spirit, some people just won't go near it. The shore's not me and the skies are blue. The spirit is the key to unlock the true you. Spirit, some people hear it, some people fear it. Spirit, some people just won't go near it. The shore's not me and the skies are blue.
That was Dougie Fresh and the Fresh Kids Gang?
No. It was Dougie Fresh and the Get Fresh Crew.
The Get Fresh Crew.
Spirit.
From
the Columbia motion picture Ghostbusters 2.
So, I was playing that song on the turntable, and I thought, hey, turntable, cool word.
Yes.
Right?
In fact, if you think about it really hard, it's just a combination of two really cool words.
That,
turn and table.
And the combination of those two words perfectly describes the function of the object.
Mm-hmm.
It is something that goes on a table and turns.
Yeah.
Phenomenal words.
What are some other really cool words? That like there's like two really cool words that make up a single cool term.
I was talking to our friend Bert Macklin the other day.
Bert Macklin.
And he's a computer science major. Computer science.
Computer science.
Cool words. Computers and science are both really cool things. And together, it sounds so cool.
Yeah.
Although Mark Sheldon, Dr. Mark Sheldon, Mr. Doctor Mark Sheldon.
My friend Trout's music teacher was named Mr. Doctor.
Of Comp 15 says that computer science isn't about computers and it's not a science. Boom. What's up, Mark Sheldon? Because it's not about computers, it's about problem solving. And it's not a science. It's more math-based. Oh, foes. Woo! So, more cool words. Marine biologist,
my dream job when I was 5.
Yeah, I was a zoology fan.
5 to, like...
I wanted to be a zoologist from, you know, most of elementary school.
It was 5 to, like, 13, and then I had my bar mitzvah, and I became a man, and I grew out of it.
Did you ever want to be something, and looking back on it, you're like, that was such a stupid thing for me to want to be? Like, for a while, I wanted to be a sports announcer. And, like, I'm bad at sports. Like, I wanted to be, like, an announcer at a football game on national television. Like, all those guys are football players, you know?
Yeah.
I wanted to be a cartoonist for the paper.
I really wanted to be a cartoonist.
That's such a terrible job,
dude,
though. It sounds fun, kind of, but I can't imagine coming up with a joke like that every day.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I'm trying to think what else. For a while, I wanted to be a pirate. No way. Dream recognized.
Yeah.
Other cool words that sound cool together? Mini Cooper. Great name for a car.
Yeah. Super President.
Super President.
I mean, they are pretty cool words.
Speaking of super presidents, I wonder who's winning the Iowa caucus. Should we check?
Yeah, let's check.
Going to you live
this
from
is
Des Moines, Iowa. This is Buffalo Banter
with Mark Ruffalo. Yes, surprise, surprise.
So here we are now in Iowa.
Yeah.
Choo-choo-choo.
Thank you for joining us on Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo, your premier source of political statistics, news, pop culture,
yes,
tabloids,
yes.
You name it.
I am a political science major, Noah is an international relations major.
That's qualification enough.
All right, here we go. Iowa caucuses, Cruz beats Trump in Iowa.
Woo!
Wow, Ted Cruz. Interesting.
It's like Kevin from The Office.
Yeah. Ted Cruz has 28% of the vote. He's a guaranteed winner. He's got a little check mark next to his name.
Hey-o.
Clinton and Sanders are still at 50 and 49%, respectively. Martin O'Malley coming in with a strong 1%.
Woo!
He has got a chance.
There we go, Martin.
Let me tell you, this guy is going to fight. Trump is at 24%, 4% below Cruz. Rubio's at 23%. He's hanging in. He's going to hundo P. He's going to be the establishment candidate that runs a more moderate campaign than Trump and Cruz and ultimately attracts most of the GOP vote due to his easy, easy win against Trump and Cruz. Such a win. I'm calling it. Rubio.
Rubio!
So, I was perusing
Rufio.
Through...
There we go.
The you know the records here, and yeah. I found this album, and this song really needs no introduction.
Okay,
so I'm just gonna play it.
Thank you.
John Williams.
What an experience.
Empire Strikes Back soundtrack. The original soundtrack from the motion picture.
Yes.
Gem. But evil, evil, evil music.
Very.
So in very cool. conjunction with, you know, Star Wars, because that's what society's talking about nowadays, or I guess a month ago. Big cultural phenomenon. We're going to bring in pretty much the poster boy.
If you will.
If you will. The Mr. Peanut of Star Wars, Luke Skywalker.
Wow.
Yay.
Woo.
Thank you.
Man. So, well, Luke, it's great to have you on the show. We loved you in The Force Awakens.
I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so tell us more about that. Actually, there, so is, can you tell us, is, Little Birdie told us that Rey might be becoming a Jedi in the new movie.
No!
What?
Okay. Are you sure? I mean, it seems like she used the lightsaber.
Yeah, your lightsaber was like calling
her. She used the Force. She stopped Kylo Ren from reading her mind.
That's so Jedi-y.
I want to learn the ways of the Force and become a Jedi like my father.
Yeah.
Okay, but you just...
I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
You're contradicting yourself. So, Luke, were you at the TDC GIM?
Oh,
what was your favorite... Who's your favorite TDC choreo right now?
R2!
No. Me too!
Wow. Oh, we love our wilder dad.
R2!
No. So, anyway, thank you, Luke Skywalker, for coming in to talk to us.
So,
just hang on.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you doing after this?
But I was going into Tosche Station to pick up some power converters.
Oh,
and after that?
We can, if you want to, meet up and hang out or something like that.
We're going to the Dagobah system.
That's so far, though.
Dagobah.
Okay, yeah. But what about Uncle Owen?
Uncle Owen!
Or Aunt Beru?
Aunt Beru!
Okay.
Oh.
Anyway.
I guess that was a little bit too touchy of a subject.
Goodbye, Luke Skywalker.
Man.
I'm looking for someone.
Yeah, it was,
Okay.
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
You can talk to, Randy at the information desk. You can probably, point you at anyone you're trying to find. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming. I guess you can see yourself out.
Goodbye.
Yeah, see you, Luke.
Next record. You thinking this one?
I'm thinking Free Nelson Mandela Special Remix by the Special AA. Or Special AKA, sorry.
What's this record all about, Noah?
Well, the title really says it all.
Yeah? All right, you want the instrumental?
Yes.
So we're going to bring you a little bit of a freestyle rap PSA. Maybe sometime in the middle of this track.
Yeah.
So we're gonna let it play for a bit. We might cue up a PSA and.
Oh wait, is there a lyric
truth
version of it?
There is. Yeah.
Oh, let's play that, and then if it's
good,
if it's flowing well, then
we can switch.
We can switch to the instrumental.
You got it.
I mean, I gotta hear what he's gotta say. This is the Special AKA.
Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela.
And that was the special, a.k.a. with Free Nelson Mandela. The special remix.
You guys know that sometimes you just gotta give a PSA. But PSAs, while necessary and required, are kind of boring. So we here at WMFO in Medford on Ruffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo like to, you know, give it a little pizzazz and free and turn it into like a little freestyle rap, you know, because rap can be informative. Anyone who tells you different is a turkey.
So what are you bringing us today, Noah?
So I think we're gonna actually do a callback to a previous record we played. It is the instrumental from the Dougie Fresh and the Get Fresh Crew Ghostbusters 2 song Spirit. It's really hot. So we're gonna, yeah, we're gonna, you know, spit a freestyle for it. To it. About the food not bombs community. It's DJ Time Cop, got words like Urkel. That's why I keep all my bombs verbal. Talking about food not bombs, word to your moms. It's a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Word to your mother, I already used that line. I got the time to drop food not bombs, recovers, and shares free vegans and vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everybody to participate in making decisions for the local chapter using the consensus process. Yeah. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action. Yeah, that's where they're stacking to change society. Ain't no buying it. So no one's forced to stand in line and eat soup kitchen food, expressing their mood in a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. this has been a public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
This one's called Go Green with Rechargeable Batteries.
Okay.
DJ Alex Trebek, going green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money, honey, and help the environment at the same time, on a dime, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as an alkaline, cells under high use, and they can be recharged by hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA, AAA, AA, AA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with, anymore. And it isn't more convenient to recharge your batteries, isn't it, isn't it? Then go to the store and buy new ones anyway.
Yeah.
A message from all your green friends here at Tufts WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Woo!
Okay. Wow. I guess time for another record?
Sure, let's do it.
So this one's kind of nutty. It's Native American. It was classified under the Native American section. It's called, the album is called Heads Up by the Baja Marimba Band.
Very cool.
Leader Julius Wetcher, who plays marimba. There's also Frank DeCaro on rhythm guitar, Dave Wells on trombone and bass trombone, Frank DeVito on drums, Lee Katzman on trumpet, Bud Coleman, lead guitar and mandolin, Bernie Flesher, flute, piccolo, and alto flute.
All at the same time?
Mel Polin is on the Fender bass, and Curry Chatter is on the bass, marimba, and percussion.
Cool.
It's a nine-piece album. So I guess we should just play the second song on the B-side.
Sure.
Because that's the one that's called Heads Up, which is
Heads
what the album is called at the same time.
Yeah, let's play the top.
So let me just get this queued up.
Final, final, final. Oh, God. Heads Up by the Baja Marimba Band. Very cool. That was giving me some really heavy Herb Alpert vibes.
Who's that?
Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass.
I learned about them in my history of rock and roll class.
You may know them from the music from the Dating Game, Spanish Flea, off of Going Places. Fantastic album.
Next up.
So next up, yeah, we have Conda Bongo Man.
Conda Bongo Bongo Man.
Malinga JT.
Malinga JT. So what? Who is this guy?
I have no idea. I pulled it randomly from... I think it was like misplaced in the world section. Like it's definitely a world music record, but like it was like not in like in order. It was kind of just like shoved in there. And the album art really interested me, to be honest. So
it's bright yellow.
It's very bright yellow, and there's a very uncomfortable looking man in a full yellow suit.
Here's the song.
What is the song? I actually don't know the song.
Malinga JT.
Oh, it's...
Malala
And that was Conda Bongo Man with Malinga off of Malinga JT. He is a Nairobi. He's from Nairobi, but he was based in Paris.
Cool. Well, so who's the guitarist?
The solo guitarist who is shredding is Diplo.
So this guy Diplo, he was recently featured on
the Jack Yu song
with, well, he's in Jack Yu.
Over it, so it's Jack E.
Jack with Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
And Skrillex. What's that song called? Where Are You Now?
Yeah.
I'm really glad that he's...
That part was the Ghostbusters theme song.
I'm really glad that he's branching out and getting involved in this world music with the Conda Bongo Band.
Yeah. By the way, if you really liked that, you can call the Conda Bongo Man on his telephone number 45-83-31-09. That's an IP address.
That's his social security number. Another order of business. Hey, Do-Yun.
Hi, Do-Yun.
What's up, Do-Yun? You're the only person listening right now.
Cool.
Do-Yun is listening from a real radio.
Oh, wow.
I think she's our first ever...
A ham radio?
Yeah, no, well, like an FM radio. Oh. She's our first ever... Remember HD radio? Remember that phase of radio where they were like pre-XM? Hell yeah. Where they were like, this radio is like 1080p.
Yeah.
Crazy. So we actually played all of the songs on all of the albums that we wanted to play.
Yeah, so we're gonna
kind of break our own rule here and play some
music.
The song of the week. Each of our song of the week.
Yeah, this song is... this song was introduced to me by a fantastic musician who actually was recently in town, Dr. Bones, Ruben Dax. Shouts out to Ruben Dax. Dr. Bones showed me this guy. He showed me a song that was since deleted, and I was very sad, but I discovered all these other songs, the EP that he had out. This guy is named Javon. I'm pretty sure he's based out of Brooklyn. Has some really interesting production. Sometimes works with a guy named Froyo Ma. Great name. it's kind of like Dilla-esque, like slightly off. Really interesting. Interesting production. And he has a very fun voice.
Cool. And then after that, I'm going to play a song. You might know it, Baby I'm Yours by Breakbot.
No.
Oh, you don't know it? Oh, it's such a good song.
All right.
Showed to me by excellent musician Katya.
Oh.
She showed it to me on Saturday night.
So the first song we're going to play is by Javon. It's called Spirit Llamas.
Control of your spirit energy and then gather as much as you can into your right index finger. Now all you have to do is aim and shoot. Imagine the trigger in your mind and then pull it tight.
You should be used to use K. A nigga used to them dudes who use K's. Just try to be of some use, K. They forewarned of the real, born with a four-horn drill. This adorned skill, silly niggas slipped upon an orange pill. Yeah. Stupid. It was supposed to be a banana pill. His life said it's a joke. He's doing stand-up still, standing still. Santa's real as an anagram feels. But I feel it's man behind the ill will. Understand them hammers will peel, but appeal to hammers. I unhand a man's handyman skills. And he went from a slave to Mr. Fancy Pants still. You can't withstand the span of the ill planet within his glance. Chill.
Chill out, nigga.
It gets worse.
Yeah, nigga, real.
Infinite realities, finite options. Yep. Why try boxing a fight night Hopkins? Him and his guys hopped in. War reds were functioning in the South. He had no clue. Niggas were so cold too. The cold part, it was cold too. But sometimes you gotta let that L roast, or it'll roast you. Learned that watching that special beam cannon go through Goku. You ain't never been to a party where no dudes know you, and they just lost one of they bros too. But bro, that was my bro
too.
I've been gassing for 13 years. You should see O2. They ain't gon' catch that.
Yeah, they ain't, bro. Keep going.
Asking the light candles, why handle the guy with the wide spike with cyanide and ammo? I'm live. And niggas went from color TVs with the knobs and like five channels to the PS4 with the Netflix fly flannels. Five panels, nigga. They call it evolution. Stepped in front of this wreck for restitution. Bet on the best of illusions for this revolution. Smooth wrecking, chin checking students for stepping stupid. And I ain't have a vest when they was shooting. I ran.
Got out of there, nigga.
Now we got the pop pops and your other dad. Your brother dad. Drawing out the parameter like the color bag. Freeze a chicken, forget taking them out. Now my mother mad. And that's another bag.
I told you to take that chicken out the fridge, nigga. I told you to take
Trust iPad.
We were below the 88th parallel. We had traveled for over 850 miles.
Bienvenidos! Welcome to the South.
Sorry, folks, about this stupid ad before this. I'm just going to turn down the web browser for a second.
Yeah, we're not going to give you free advertising.
We're not going
to Geico. No! You did it. Together, but I was led astray the day you walked away. You were the clock that was ticking in my heart. Changed my state of mind. Love so hard to find. Your feelings changed like the weather. Went from clear to gray. All that I would pay. How can I go on with a cup falling apart? Love so hard to find. When someone's on your mind. Listen, baby. Your wish is my command. Baby, won't you understand?
So, that was Baby I'm Yours by Breakbot featuring Irfan.
Preceded by Spirit Llamas off of Javon's EP. I don't think he actually says the name of the EP.
Okay, EP like, out now.
Yeah, it's like, EP is out now. And the other one, like, other songs are like, it's like in parentheses, like, from the EP I released.
Right. But there's no actual EP.
There may be. But look it up on SoundCloud.
Yeah, if you're going to look up the Breakbot video, look it up on YouTube.
Or Vimeo,
because...
Probably won't have ads on Vimeo.
Vimeo won't have ads, yeah.
It's also really good.
And it's such a cool video.
It was an entertaining
so cool.
video.
Yeah.
Reminded me a little bit of like...
Let me see. It's directed by... there's no director creds. Oh, it was directed by Irina Dakeva. Irina Dakeva at Wiz. It is composed of approximately 2,000 images, watercolor painted one after another. We say Arakel in French, way more sexy.
Wow.
She painted 2,000 watercolors.